Today's one, Matilda. No, everything.
Hello. Welcome to M&H Know Everything. My name is Matilda, but you can call me Tills.
Hi, my name's Hazel, but you can call me Hayes.
Together, we are M&H, and we know
everything.
And today, we know everything about
introducing ourselves
and group mythology.
Coming live to you from our closet. And today, we are going to be discussing our favourite
Greek
and least favourite Greek gods, and hope we don't get obliviated before the end of the show. Yay, Bonds!
Bonds, we're being obliviated! Help!
Just kidding, we're still here.
Miss Hilda, who's your favourite Greek god or goddess?
Well, I really like Athena.
Why?
Well, it's because, she's the god of crafts. She's the god
Warcraft.
Of... Warcraft. Battle strategy.
Wisdom in war.
Normal wisdom. So many things. She's just a really cool character. She's smart and she's independent and she's strong. That's what I really like about her.
What's your favourite story with Athena in it?
I think all of the stories she's in is, pretty awesome. Except for the way she treated Arachne.
So now you have to explain, what did she do to Arachne?
Well, they did a weaving competition, and Arachne won.
Why did they have a weaving contest in the first place?
Because Arachne was a little bit of a show-off. She was an incredible weaver, and one of the townspeople said, you must be as good as Athena. You are amazing at weaving. And, to Athena's dismay, Arachne replied,
I'm better than Athena!
Way, way better than Athena. My weaving is so tight, so amazing.
So soft, so silky.
It looks exactly like what I want it to look like.
And then Athena came down in the form of a villager. And then she challenged Arachne to a weaving contest.
And that is how it began. Of course, it didn't end very well for Arachne. Athena got outraged and decided to ask what the villagers thought. Of course, the villagers were really scared about offending the goddess.
And getting obliterated.
Yes. So they chose Athena. So Arachne was punished.
She tried to hang herself.
So Athena felt a little bit sorry for Arachne, so she turned Arachne into the world's first spider.
And that's why spiders like weaving so much. They weave their webs all day, all night, because of that weaving contest.
So Hazel, what's your favourite goddess?
Well, my favourite goddess is Artemis because she's like a really good hunter. She has like her hunters and stuff. And I really like deer, which is like her sacred animal.
Yeah, she's really cool. In fact, I really like the fact that when she was born, she immediately sprung to a 6-year-old and helped her mum deliver Apollo.
A baby! Yeah. Like a newborn baby! Help deliver a little other newborn baby!
Yeah, she was a newborn baby and then she immediately shot 6. But still.
It's like godly gross, but newborn baby, shoop, 6-year-old!
Yeah, that newborn baby was Apollo, which immediately got up and started dancing and singing, which totally took the spotlight off Artemis.
But we're going to talk about him later.
So Hazel, what's your favourite story?
Well, I like the one where she meets Orion. She meets Orion one day and...
Giant hunter?
Yeah. And she becomes really good friends with Orion. And he was one of the only males she let join the hunters.
Yeah, there was one other man. But
yeah, like one of, I said one of the only.
One of the only.
Yeah, but, so here's a sad bit of the story. So Apollo didn't like Artemis's relationship with Orion. So Apollo challenged her to a shooting contest. Artemis knew she would win, but Apollo challenged her to shoot this dart way out to sea. Artemis still thought she could win. Guess what? So Apollo shot, Artemis shot, Artemis won. Guess what the dart was?
What do you mean?
The dart.
Oh yeah.
Was Orion.
The dart was Orion.
And Artemis killed Orion. And then she found out and gave him a place among the stars. That's why there's an Orion constellation.
Classic Apollo. And I'm not going to be scared of you obliterating me. You were a real jerk when you did that, you know.
And by the way, you've been immortal before as well, so you know how it feels. But because now we've gone on to the topic of Artemis, which is Apollo's twin sister, I guess we got to talk about
Apollo. Well, let's talk about Apollo. Apollo, he sings, he dances,
he's the god of everything.
He heals stuff.
He rises the sun and de-rises the sun. I forgot the word for that.
Sets the sun?
I don't know. And de-rises the sun. I'm calling it de-rises.
He does absolutely everything. As you know, he's in the middle. He's good and he's bad.
Like that time that he chased that poor nymph, Daphne. Well, now let's tell the story of Daphne. So Apollo was out, like, walking along. He sees Eros and says, "You call that shooting? I could shoot better than that with both my hands tied behind my back." Which is probably possible since he's a god.
But how would that work? Would he hold it with his nose and, like, pull it with his
yeah,
tongue?
Yeah, probably.
Like, oh. Anyway.
But Eros will not stand for that. And then the next day, Apollo is out walking along and stuff. Eros shoots him with his love arrows.
And he falls in love with a
Daphne.
Nymph called Daphne. Daphne.
So he chases Daphne and says, "Marry me! Marry me!" And then Daphne screams, "Help me! Help me, gods! Turn me into a tree!" They do! And then Apollo gets really upset and invents laurels, which are made out of the leaves from Daphne's tree.
Which is really weird. Why would you pull the leaves off, like, your true love's tree? That would be like going up to your crush and, like, pulling out the hair.
Yeah, it's like what are the leaves? Like, so, but, which is weird.
They'd be
like
what
are the leaves? Are they her hair?
Are they her fingernails?
Are they her toenails? Like, are they her ears? Are they her teeth? Are they her nose?
I don't think she'd have, like, 57 noses. Like, trees have, like, so many leaves. Anyhow. Classic Apollo. He dances, he sings, and he shoots people. Well, to wrap it up, we're going to ask each other a quick quiz. Because, of course, we know everything about Greek mythology.
Let's put it to the test.
Hazel. How did Hermes steal Apollo's cows without him noticing?
So, he put, with some sort of godly Hermes magic, he put the hooves on backward, somehow. The cows must have had a medical crisis. So, when he led the cows away, it looks like they were just walking into their pen. But another version is, when he led them away, he made like little brush shoes and brushed away the hoof print. So those are two versions.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it correct. Fist bump.
Now I've got a question for you, Tills. How did Athena end up killing her friend, Pallas?
Well, Athena is a goddess, and Pallas is her friend, that is a nymph. Once they were doing sparring practice. Some people think it was sparring practice, and some people think it was a competition that everyone was watching. Either works. Well, the main point is, they were sparring, and Pallas was actually winning. Of course, Athena couldn't die, but Zeus forgot that, and whizzed in behind Athena and frightened Pallas. He held up a shield with a fake Medusa's head on it.
No, it was the real Medusa's head, but nymphs can't be turned to stone.
With Medusa's head on it. Of course, nymphs can't be turned to stone, but it did enough to startle her. So when Athena threw her spear at Pallas, she would suspect that she would block it, just like she usually did. But, alas,
because she did not. Because she was distracted, she got hit.
In the gut. And it went right through.
But nymphs can be killed, just not turned to stone.
Yes. So, poor Pallas died. And Athena decided to make a statue of Pallas to honour her friend. And that is how Athena earned the nickname Pallas Athena. There you go.
And that's the end of our first episode of NMH Know Everything!
Thank you for listening to our first episode.
Thanks to my mum for being our producer and editing this episode.
And thank you to my mum and Hayes's dad for composing our little jingle. Goodbye.
And good luck. Do you think the gods will kill us? Or do you think we'll survive? Find out in our next episode of M&H
Know Everything.
If you were secretly recording us in like the car just talking, yes. Would it work?
I was thinking, I wish I could record you in the car. That's actually what I was thinking today in the car, but the car would be too noisy.
Did we do bloopers?
I'd be totally going to do bloopers.
I want to add, did Hephaestus ever get noumenal ultramicroscopic silico volcano craniosis?
That can be a blooper.